Hello, my imaginary friend Simon here. It's Saturday the 4th of September 2010. This is my audio blog. I've just been listening to a wonderful plethora of audio boos, triggered off by Ruth Arnold, R2UK, who I saw, popped up on Facebook or something. I saw that she'd done a boo, and I started listening to that, and then I saw that she was talking about Acrobat, and Acrobat is someone I recently subscribed to, and I must confess I hadn't listened to any of his audio boos yet, either of those two audio boos he's recorded, so I've had a listen to those, and I noticed that John Arnold has also recorded a new one. He's Floyd UK, so now I've got loads of things to talk about from all the different boos that I've just listened to. The one I've just listened to last was John Arnold's one about the Apple TV, and so that's the one that's freshest in my mind, and I really want to react to that. John, I think you've got a very short memory here. Do you remember when the iPhone came out? It didn't have apps. It didn't have a lot of functionality that it has now. Do you remember when the iPod Touch came out last year, the latest version? And there was everyone knew that there was a hole for a video camera in there, and Apple did not ship it with the video camera. And do you remember when the iPad was coming out? And again, there was a hole for the front-facing camera in there, and everyone was expecting it, and Apple decided, obviously at the last minute, to exclude it. What Apple do here is that they build in that functionality, and then they deliberately suppress it if they can get away with it. So when they were designing the iPad, they thought, well, we better make sure that there's room for a front-facing camera in case someone else beats us to the market and we need to differentiate with a front-facing camera, or we need to make sure that we've got the front-facing camera that everyone else has got. They didn't need it, so they didn't include it. And that automatically gives them an upgrade path for the following year. That's exactly what's happened to the iPod Touch. This year, they've put the cameras in. Application platform for the Apple TV, I think that's a stalking horse. They've told us that the Apple TV, it's the same chip. It's got all the same capabilities from a technical perspective that the iPhone has got and the iPad has got. So it can run those apps, but they've chosen to suppress it. But, you know, as soon as somebody does try and come along with a competitive product that does it, you can bet they're just going to release an update, and suddenly the Apple TV is going to be doing everything that you want it to do. It is an iPhone in a box, and it can do all that stuff, and it's just software that's stopping them from doing it, unlike with the cameras I mentioned in the iPod Touch and in the iPad. You've just got to look to the future. There's a stalking horse. They're going to get away with as little as possible for now. They've got to try and keep the TV companies happy as possible by trying to keep it all within the licensing arrangements they've already got. It's just a stalking horse. Have some imagination, John. Okay, I don't know if I've probably stopped recording by now. No, I'm only 3.5 minutes through. Let me talk quickly about Acrobat. Yeah, good to meet you, Acrobat. Thank you very much. I've enjoyed listening to your musings on the iPods. Insightful things there about the iPod Nano and the way that you deliberately don't want it to automatically change orientation, because you might want it upside down when you're wearing it if you're running. That's an insightful observation. Thank you very much for that. Very interesting, and very pleased to meet you, and looking forward to conversing with you a bit more in the future on Audioboo. Andy Taylor, bit quiet from you at the moment, so I'm looking forward to hearing some more from you at some point. But I'm not going to fire any more questions your way, because that just makes it difficult for you. And I'm going to talk to Ruth, I think, in another boo. So thanks very much for listening. Take care of yourselves, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye-bye.